Thank you for calling Illinois Lift Equipment. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For sales, press 1. For customer service, press 2.
Illinois Lift Equipment, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I got your information from Kevin over at Stoneway Marble and Granite. How are you doing?
Yes, good. How are you?
Good, good. Insanely busy, to be honest. Do you have a minute?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
Absolutely. What is it?
It's 858-866-9102.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My name is Ruben.
Ruben, okay.
And I'm with
is there
Cardiff.
An extension?
That's my direct line.
Okay. You said Cardiff is the company?
Yes, or C-A-R. Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
I have a pre-existing relationship with Kevin. I actually run our bank's Stone Equipment Finance Division, and he's a stone company, so it makes kind of sense.
Absolutely.
So we've approved the forklift.
Okay.
I don't like to rush things on a Friday. Our documents are what's called fax to fund, but he's actually out on jobs. So rather than rushing everything on a Friday, I'm going to get everything sealed up on Monday. I just want to introduce myself and I have a few quick questions for you.
Sure.
Okay. So the first question is, the lift that he wants, it's 19.9 all in, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is your company a corporation, an LLC? Is it Illinois Lift Equipment Inc.? I wasn't, too sure.
You know what? It's just Illinois Lift Equipment. I believe it's consider a corporation. I can find out that for sure. I've never been asked that.
Okay.
But I know there's no LLC in our name. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we could care, but we have what's called a payee, and sometimes we have to put the corporate designation on the file. And you need 100% payment before shipment. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is this lift ready to go, or is there any work that needs to be done on it?
No, once the lift is funded, we go ahead and we put it through our service department, and typically we're at about a 10-day lead time. It's cosmetically ready to go, it needs to get serviced, and the reason why we work that way is we do sell to a lot of wholesalers and dealers, so a lot of these guys don't want any service done to the machines, they buy them as is. So what we need to do, we sell 60 to 70 pieces of equipment, so obviously, I've got customers, I'll take it, and then I don't hear from them 2-3 days, and if we were to put that in service and it was invoiced, now I've got a machine that's half a part, and I've got someone that has their machine paid for that's not being worked on because of the guy that said he wanted it is, we have no funds on that lift. So it's just the way our process works here. Makes things a lot easier. You wouldn't believe how many times I've, invoiced customers, and then I don't hear back from them, or, they found something somewhere else. So that's just kind of how the process works over here.
I believe you. I've been with our firm for 9 years, so I've seen it all.
Right.
I assume it makes no material difference whether you get your wire Monday or today, correct?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So that's all I need from you.
Okay.
I will be speaking to the customer Monday or a little later today to get the sewn up, and you're looking at about a 10-day lead time. Okay. And does that include shipping, or does that include
Just service. That's just service. It could be done sooner.
Okay.
But usually what happens is the way we do our shipping is we're direct shippers, so they usually piggyback the loads. So once the lift is done, it gets posted to a shipping board, and we can have a carrier pick it up, accept it within an hour and have a truck here that same day, or it could take 24 hours. Honestly, it depends on the day of the week. Towards the end of the week, it's a little harder. Beginning of the week, it usually happens quicker. So that's kind of how it goes.
I think that's all the questions I had. Is there anything I can answer for you in the meantime?
No. That's it. If you need anything from me, I can give you my direct line if you'd like.
Yeah, let me grab that. Give me a second. What is it?
It is 331-240-2082.
Okay, and I would say if all goes well, you'll expect to have a wire in your account first thing Monday morning.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.